through.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I hope you had a great 4th of July. Maybe some of you are lucky enough to still be in staycation or vacation mode, and you're hanging out with your crew. Perhaps you're listening to us for the first time. Woohoo! Glad you found us on whatever radio station or method is that you're listening to us. I'll tell you what, there was big, big disappointment by the lack of time when it came to fireworks on the beach in San Diego. Man, everybody wants to see fireworks go on and 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 on. They're always too short. How would you feel about 15 seconds worth of fireworks when it took you 2.5 hours to get there and then park? Yeah, it'd be really disappointing, wouldn't it? You know what the booze sounded like? It sounded like all the people who watched the Lakers fade out in the playoffs. Boo! Like the worst sports crowd that I've ever been in the middle of. It may be the worst night for an event planner ever in the history of holding that job, which, by the way, they won't be holding very much longer. So here was some reaction to what happened in San Diego when there was some kind of an error that sent everything off at once. The finale, boom, 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 everything happened at once. Here's what two different people had to say about how wildly intense it was.
Three different, like, really big, bright booms go off, and we thought it was going to start. Like, it's like someone sat in the button or something, because, like, all of them went off. So, yeah, it was pretty intense. It was just like a teaser, so we were just waiting for them, and it just never happened.
It just never happened. Yeah. So a rough fireworks 4th of July for the people in San Diego. Now, other places in New York, almost 30 minutes worth of the Capitol, gorgeous, fabulous fireworks, probably in your backyard. You had some great fireworks going off, and good for you. Maybe you had a front row seat. And it turned out pretty good because you actually had a chance to get there, chill, take a breath, watch the finale, and you didn't get hurt. You saw some fantastic reds, blues, stars flying through the sky, and it lasted more than a mere handful of seconds. By the way, I've really checked on this high and low, and as far as I can come up with, this is in the history of organized fireworks shows, the shortest in modern times anyway, the shortest fireworks on record. San Diego now, proud owner of the city, of a new big bad record. Bad, the operative word. The president wasn't worried about fireworks on his schedule hitting some of the big swing states. Ohio, the biggest, that's a super battleground state. I don't have to tell all of you. So his bus tour will continue Friday in Pennsylvania. But in Ohio, he made a couple of interesting stops, including one stop to pull over and quench his thirst. He stopped and had a beer. That was one of the stops. Then he talked to some workers along the way, talked about optimism for the future and how things were turning around and that, you know, it takes 10 years to turn around a bad economy, and that we were pretty much headed in the right direction. Good thing he's leaving Ohio, because a lot of people in Ohio have had it rough. Although it won't be that much better in Pennsylvania, especially when the latest jobs report will be released on Friday morning. So at his first campaign stop of the day, we'll still be in Ohio. It's going to be in Poland, Ohio. And the monthly report will show probably that the economy added maybe 95,000 jobs in June. So 95,000 is a slight improvement over May, but slight and still considered weak. You know, when you go to the fair and you pick up that giant hammer, guys, this is what they always try to get you on this for your $5 or whatever it is to see how far up you can go where it says weak, girly man, and then somewhere in between, and then off the charts strong and, you know, loaded with testosterone or whatever it is at the top of the bell when you smash the bell. I mean, this is girly man weak. Not good for Obama. And the unemployment rate won't budge. It's unlikely that that's going to move. 8.2. And what does it mean when we talk about these numbers? It means that people are still not getting jobs. It means that people are probably giving up because they just can't find a job. And then when they're told, well, listen, sometimes you got to settle for a job that just isn't like the one you had before. Right. Working at McDonald's where you can't even get a job because people who are working at McDonald's, at least in my neighborhood, no offense, are a lot of the people who are, let's say, under the radar somewhat. So you're not going to bump them off. It's not going to happen. And we're talking about maybe minimum wage jobs. You've got people call the show and say that what they could find was a minimum wage job. And then you've got to string jobs together. Certainly that's not going to be enough, especially you have mortgage, electricity, just the basics. We're not talking about going out and having a night on the town where you go and actually have a burger at McDonald's and go to a movie. We're talking about barely making it, writing out those checks. You know, your hand shaking, just trying to make something happen where a year or two before you were in a much better situation through no fault of your own. A company left, doors closed, whatever happened, you have been looking. I've run into a ton of people like that, a ton of people. So I think it's going to be a rough couple of days into the weekend for the president because he's going to have to keep defending the whole jobs thing, which means opportunity for Romney, and which is why in some of the polls, Romney's starting to come up a bit. Do you think the election is close? Is this like too close to call? Is this really a horse race now? Or are Republicans deluded and Democrats just trying to play up to that, to reel them in, thinking there's no way because we've got the incumbent. We still have youth. We still have Hispanic votes that are going to come out all over the place because of the fact that the president had that executive order that now gives the children of illegals who are 30 and under the chance at a work permit so that they can stay in the country and they do not get deported. How much favor does he buy with that? That happened, what, 3.5 weeks ago? I think it's a horse race now. I didn't think this a year ago, even when I knew the presumptive guy really was always Mitt Romney. How many times on the show did I say he was the establishment guy? You knew that they were definitely pushing Romney from before New Hampshire, but definitely in New Hampshire. So I didn't think it was, I thought things would turn around for Obama because he would get a bounce on some of the job stuff, but that didn't happen. So this could be very interesting, my friends, in November. This is not a lock. It does not feel like a lock. You might see it differently. What are people saying in your neighborhood? What's the buzz in your backyard? Whether it's from independents, Democrats, and Republicans. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We come back, we're going to talk up a little bit more about that. And also, how hot is it where you are? What's the weather like? Are we talking 100 degrees? I heard from my mom, 100 degrees in New Jersey. Hang with us.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't they? Hey, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. This is an overnight highway where you can throw in your 2 cents. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. You know, we started off and we're talking about the San Diego fireworks and what a joke that was, 15 seconds. Some people thought Mitt Romney was only going to get 15 seconds, but without a doubt, he was the establishment guy, as I said. But what's interesting and what's going to be interesting, and we'll talk about this briefly, is who's going to be on the undercard for Romney. I mean, Obama's the incumbent guy. He's sticking with Joe, foot in my mouth, Biden, but it doesn't matter because Biden's like a lighter version of the Veep. Have you seen the Veep on HBO? Julia Louise Dreyfus, hilarious. You know, this is the kind of thing that goes on behind the scenes for real in Washington. And if only we could put a camera on it. Oh, man. This show would be off the charts. We just, of course, I would only last 2 days, but we would play it all. You'd be very surprised about what goes on behind the mics versus what goes on in front of the mics. And so think of Joe Biden and how many times he's tripped up. So how often they have to clean him up before he falls into something, which he always seems to do. And that certainly isn't the goal of Romney's campaign to fall into things. But that's also one of the critiques about Mitt Romney, that he plays it safe. Rupert Murdoch went after him big time in really his flagship paper. There was an editorial, the Wall Street Journal, about Romney's campaign, saying that it was hapless and looked confused. In addition, this is a big swing, looked politically dumb. They're confused to being politically dumb. Murdoch, never a big backer of Romney. And you got to think about the power of Murdoch because of the empire that he runs. He gobbled up everything, like Pac-Man on steroids. And this is part of the problem with media, where you have so much corporate media that whether it's broadcasting, whether it's, you know, whether it's radio, whether it's newspapers, other forms of media, certainly television, because of how much they eat up the small stations and put things under their own umbrella. And definitely that's been Rupert Murdoch without a doubt. So he was really, really critical of Romney. You know, pretty much saying milquetoast, plays it safe. He needs to go after Obama. Why doesn't he go after Obama? He's not as tough as he needs to be. He doesn't have stomach. He doesn't have heart for this. And that it's, you know, he's going to drop. He's not going to be able to make it when you got these Chicago pros, which I talk about that all the time. This is exactly what happened. You've got Rahm Emanuel. So what is he doing right now? He's the mayor of Chicago. And he's still in the background pulling some strings. You have David Axelrod, the master who got Obama elected last time, and Robert Gibbs, the pit bull who ran the White House once he was elected. He was the White House spokesperson. And where were they? A year ago, they left and went to Chicago to start running this campaign. So Murdoch is right about that. You got to play it tough and hard against these Chicago guys to really have a shot at this. And that's why Romney, when he aims his missiles at Obama on the economy, he's got to really get it together and crunch it hard. You can hear it, and we've played the cuts where Romney talks about Obama, and he goes after him on a few things, like especially health care, but people aren't buying so much the health care thing, because then, of course, the counterattack is, well, what happened in Massachusetts? And that's not connecting with people quite as much. I think it just has to be squarely on the whole money thing and the ineptitude and the fact that they weren't effective in the White House. They weren't transparent. But real specifics. He can't be Romney light or Romney safe. And he's the safe guy. I mean, that's the thing with Romney. He's the safe guy. That's why I think the VP pick is going to be interesting now. Because I think he's not going to maybe pick that safe pick. Maybe he's going to go for someone, not that has some kind of a background that's going to bite him, but somebody a little saucier. Even Ann Romney, his wife today, was saying that, female VP was definitely a possibility. And you don't think that she doesn't know what's going on and who they're vetting and who they're looking at? I mean, your obvious people, you kept hearing Marco Rubio out of Florida, but he can't deliver Florida. The senator from Ohio, Rob Portman, of course, if you look at the geography and how important Ohio is, and he was a budget director under George W. Bush, so he's had a long career in Washington, but he's not out there. He's not a name that people know as well. You have the Louisiana governor, Jindal, who says he doesn't want it, but he's trying to help Romney. You have the Minnesota former governor, Paul Entes, who was also out on the trail. He definitely wants it, but how many people know who these guys are when they take the polls? You have Paul Ryan, who still isn't as known among Americans, even with his proposed budget and how often you may see him pop up. So when Ann Romney said they're considering a woman as well, that is a curious thing. Because who would the women be? And I'll tell you who the woman would be that I think could push him over the top. I really do. I think Condi Rice could push him over the top. Or maybe even the South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley. There may be some controversy attached to her, but that could make a difference. Do you think, though, after what happened with Sarah Palin and John McCain, that the Republicans, the Republicans want to see another woman now in this election going up against Obama? Does it matter that much? Is this a good way to sexy up the ticket, for lack of a better way to say it? I'm saying a woman who carries herself well, who has political background, who embraces conservative ideas, would, you know, this certainly is not an unheard of thing, of course. We saw it last time around. But Condi Rice is very, very popular, very popular. And she knows the Washington two-step. She can do the Potomac two-step pretty well. But she's not, she plays it safe too. I mean, she's a safer choice, so it could be interesting to see if that was a hint when she said that there's a lot of people that he's considering and that they're looking, they're open to a woman. They're open to a woman. Mm. All right, quickly, I said I was going to tell you about temperatures, so I want to make sure I do that. Because I got a lot of notes from people who were saying that the temperatures were crazy. They were like 100 degrees. Let's go to Tim in New York. Tim, it's not 100 degrees in New York, is it?
No, actually, it's only about 63 right now.
I knew you were going to get my joke on that one. That's good. What's up, brother? What's on your mind?
Listen, I need you to clarify a couple of points for me. Is there or is there not a... something in either the Senate or the House they're voting on as to what you're going to be able to discuss in church services, number one. And number two, why are we fighting for constitutional rights that are already in place, such as freedom of speech? And I'd like to have your take on both of those.
All right, why are we fighting freedom of speech? I agree with you there, because... again, this goes to why are we, you know, why would we even bother to go back on something we already have? And you're right about the thing about the speech in church. They're talking about writing a welcome speech for church events, how that could be pretty challenging depending on what ultimately is decided at the legislative branch on this one. Because they're talking about limiting that, what you can say, what you can mix in with politics. You get it.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is what people always talk about and always, I think that they're not getting and are trying a million different ways to figure out how they can get the happiness that eludes them. I mean, how many times have you heard that question or even been asked that question, are you happy? Sean Mashour joins us now, and that's what we're going to explore with him. He is really delved into this. He compiled research from over, check this out, 500 scientific studies, and it goes into his new book. I love the title of this, The Bliss Experiment. Sean, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So 500 scientific studies on this. Give us an example of what you studied.
Well, all of this. The different studies come from mainstream scientific journals, and they're all from, you know, very well-known sources. But they're all scattered around the world. One's published in this journal, another one's in that, one's in Europe, one's in America. And so it took a huge amount of research to find them all, compile them, put them all together in one place, and the results were truly fascinating. There is so much research done in the area of happiness that, my God, I could pick out some really fun, interesting studies to tell you about.
I like that. Well, give me one. Give us one. Give us one little example.
Here's a great one. Scientists looked at two groups of people. One was people who became instant millionaires through winning the lottery, The other group they compared them to were accident victims who tragically became paraplegic through their accident. So that's something that we would all think is kind of an almost worst-case scenario in our lives. Mm. And many of us would wish we were instant millionaires, you know, overnight. And so what they found is they studied the happiness level of these two groups, and they found that at this, within the first 6 months of winning the lottery, there was a huge spike in the millionaire's happiness level. But at, by the 12-month mark, their entire happiness gain had evaporated, and in most cases, the lottery winners were now less happy than prior to winning the lottery. Conversely, the accident victims obviously were depressed at first. It's a tragic, terrible thing to go through. But by the 12-month mark, the paraplegics had completely regained their pre-accident levels of happiness and were now, on average, a happier group of people than the lottery winners.
Well, so does that show us that money can't necessarily buy you happiness?
That, well, what it shows exactly is that money and happiness have no actual correlation. And what was going on with the paraplegics is that something so severely traumatic happened to them that they had no choice but to really go inside themselves, start developing inner resources, figuring out deeper meanings to their life, what was really important. And this inner work and the inner resources they developed through this traumatic event is actually what led them to being much more happy than just giving people stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Giving people stuff. Then it begs the question, because this is the other thing. How much, you know, when we talk about happiness and respect and power, that word power, the correlation of all of that. Because people in our culture, we have this 15 minutes plus of fame because of reality television and beyond. And so everybody wants to be famous and then they want to be rich like the kids on the Jersey Shore. So what does that say? I mean, can money really buy you respect? Can it can't buy you happiness if the correlation is correct there, it's what you're saying. But can it buy you respect? Is there something about that that we need?
Well, that's really a great question. And I looked at all those different things, not just money, but power and fame and something that women especially really focus on, which is the desire to be really beautiful, and all of those kinds of things. And across the board, I mean across the board, 100% of the time, there is no correlation between being famous and being happy, having a lot of power and being happy, being really beautiful and being happy. In fact, they found things like runway models, who are among the most beautiful women in the world, are way less happy than the average American woman. And they found things like corporate CEOs and politicians and very famous people who had fame and power were, on the whole, not only less happy, but in many cases their behavior, especially with power, started to become sociopathic, that power starts to corrupt our minds so much that even good people, when given too much attention, too much power, too much fame, start to behave in basically sociopathic ways, ways that psychologists would say are extremely troubling behavior.
So it might be better to just have money, learn to live with money, and not have the fame attached to it.
Yeah, and money's not bad. You know, it's not bad. The point isn't that money is a bad thing to have. The point is really that it's neutral. All these things that we are chasing, they're not good, they're not bad, they're just neutral. They really have nothing to do with what really makes us happy and gives us a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment in life. And that's the key message.
Yeah. And you're saying this too. It's like talking about the lottery winners in the beginning. There is a sense, I think people have this, and I think probably all of us have it to some extent at some point in our life. And if we learn other ways to live in the moment, then we get away from it. But I think that in our brains we believe that if we can just hit it big, especially financially, we just have that big payday, we're going to be real happy. We're going to be real happy.
I mean, I've had that too. We all do have it. What you said, Kate, is correct. It's universal. We certainly shouldn't, like, beat ourselves up for, like, thinking that that might be true.
Right.
It's a totally logical thing to think is possible and to even go explore ourselves, but it just doesn't turn out that way. Like, there's a great story I tell in my book of a famous rock star, so famous, everyone knows this guy's band, if not his name. And he had everything. He was good-looking. He had groupies. He had money. He had power because he had companies that he had spun off with his money. He had everything that you would want. And yet, when we first started working together, he was completely miserable, Kate. He was a drug addict, a sex addict, an alcoholic, and could barely function. And he had all the stuff that we wanted. And it was only when he figured out that none of that actually mattered that he started to turn his life around.
And so when he found out what mattered, and that's the key, and of course, I want everyone to go get the Bliss Experiment and dive into this further, but give us some hints. What's the key to happiness then? What is it that we really derive our happiness from?
Well, the most important thing is that happiness is an internally generated thing. It doesn't matter what's going on outside us. And that includes good things, but it also means bad things. Just like the paraplegics have something bad happening, it didn't have to affect their happiness. So what we do, what we learn, is that our ability to control our minds and our thoughts, we have up to 50,000 thoughts per day, scientists say, and about half of them are needlessly negative. So we learn how to control that endless flow of negativity that goes on in our minds. And then we just learn how to be present fully in this moment. We stop living and ruminating in the past. We stop worrying and obsessing about the future. And we connect with what's going on right now, warm relationships, being fully centered in the moment, feeling that calm, peaceful connection. We serve other people. All of these things and many things more like it have been shown to be what really makes for a genuine, authentic kind of happiness.
After you did this research, did that change you? Did it change the way you think? You're talking about the 50,000 thoughts that we have and half of them being negative, and now you've gone through these 500 experiments. Do you think, Sean, that you became even happier by learning all these things?
It changed me so much. Like, I learned how to, like, just the other day, I live in L.A., you know, and driving in L.A. is a full contact sport. And, you know, people are cutting you off and all kinds of stuff. And someone cut me off, and I started doing that normal thing. Like, God, people are no good. Our society's decorum is falling apart. And I started ranting and raving in my mind. And then I remembered, and I caught it. I was like, you know what? That thing was one person. It was 5 seconds. I passed 1,000 other cars today. They didn't cut me off. One woman actually waved me through an intersection when it wasn't even my turn. And I wasn't giving any credence to this other stuff. And I realized I'd gone off in my mind. And then I remembered and I caught it and I changed it. And it had a really positive, eye-opening effect on me, and, you know, how my mind was working and the control that I really had about fixing some of this stuff that goes on in our heads that makes us miserable without us even realizing it.
Yeah, and it's so true. It's so true about your great examples, the runway models, too, and you think, wow, they have everything, or the rock stars. It's true that it's not about all those things. I love the title of the book, Sean Mashour. Good luck with this, The Bliss Experiment. Pick it up. Terrific. Think about it. Happiness. What is it, people? Live in the now, right, Sean?
Absolutely.
Thanks. Good luck with that traffic in L.A.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Ready to hit the door on this hour of America tonight. Did you know that the storms were so bad in the east and parts of the Midwest? Like, West Virginia, it was hit really badly. Everybody keeps talking about, and I'm doing it too, talking about Washington and Maryland. But still, 6 days after those storms slapped across the East Coast, the Atlantic, Mid-Atlantic, and further inland too, West Virginia still is on the receiving end of butkus when it comes to electricity. So many are without power in their house. We're talking about over 500,000 people, businesses, not a nothing, and no air conditioning. So when you get this heat wave, you're talking, you know, 90-some degrees, feels like it's 110. It's like you're sitting on the sun. It's when you, I said this before, it's when you find places to go that are really cool. I'll go hang out at the library, yeah. We'll sit in the stacks for a while and go to the cafeteria there. But they might not have power because a lot of the businesses were knocked out. Even some of the public buildings were knocked out, too. So it's been a very, very rough week for a lot of people that didn't take days off or couldn't take days off. I guess if you had a business, though, and you had no air conditioning, and really the fans are not going to cut it. One thing I did hear is that deodorant use is on the rise and majorly sold out in a lot of these stores, even the grocery stores, from the grocery stores to the drug stores. People are just sweating, pouring buckets of sweat in these areas where they can't get electricity. It's a good forewarning as to what could happen. What would you do? Makes you think in your head, state of emergency. Are you emergency prepared? It's no joke. Once something happens to you, it just has to happen one time, the rotten food going through the refrigerator, trying to figure out where you're going to scramble and lay your head at night because the hotels are all booked up around you, somebody else beat you to the punch. There's all these things that happen when the lights go out and the electricity is gone that make it really, really, really tough unless you have somebody close by who wasn't affected by it that you can crash with. But still, then there's going back and forth, waiting for the power to come on. Yeah, it's a nightmare. And trust me, terrorists, where do you think they could hit and do the most damage? Of course, on the grid. Hit the grid. They got to be looking at something like this. And if not, now they're certainly alerted to it. But I always thought it's not just the bridges and the tunnels. If you wanted to really take people out, if you wanted to really topple things, go for the computers, hit the computers, hit the electric grid. That would do it, absolutely. All right, let's move on to, I said this was odds and ends, so I want to try to rifle in a couple of quick things. I don't want to just focus on the east and the temperatures and all that stuff. In California, this kind of slipped under the radar of a lot of people, probably because of the holiday and everything else. But the California Senate passed a bill on Thursday that's going to shield illegals from status checks by cops. And it's basically what they're saying. It's called the California Trust Act. And it was narrowly approved, 21-13. And it's an anti-Arizona bill. So cops can't refer somebody they detain to immigration, to ICE people, to be deported to Homeland Security, basically, unless that person has been convicted of a violent or serious felony. We're not even talking crimes. We're saying a violent or serious felony. So that shows that California is not going to be Arizona. It certainly looked that way because they were looking into what was happening in Arizona. And the bill also says no detentions, no what they're calling onerous detentions for deportation in local jails of people who don't pose a threat to public safety. So in other words, what used to happen or could happen is you wouldn't get somebody caught in the net and put them in the local jail, as they're saying, to wait to see to get them picked up by ICE or be deported. So, boy, this is going to be a major backlash, I would think. The bill, though, had tons of immigrant right groups saying, absolutely. Are you kidding? Absolutely. We want this in here. We want this here. And, of course, the governor is going to sign this in. And they say that this is Arizona is racially profiling, so we're going to do something to back up our immigrants that come into our illegal immigrants that come into California. So California is separate now from, because you're talking border states and places where they've had problems, Alabama, Indiana, Georgia, South Carolina, Utah, because they've all adopted stricter laws anyway to try to discourage illegal immigration. They don't want illegal immigrants settling in Bama or Arizona or Utah because they're having a lot of problems. And nobody cares. You know, when you're the state, it's like, oh, poor me. Well, we have these hospital bills that they're not being paid. We have problems in the schools. We have problems with the crime that is being linked back to people who are here illegally. And the feds they're not doing anything about it. So this leads to the problem that Arizona had and what we just went through with the Supreme Court there. So the U.S. Immigration and Customs is saying that we've got this Secure Communities program, and, you know, this is what they were doing. They could deport somebody who was illegal, and they could take fingerprints and the people arrested to ICE, And then they prioritize deporting the people with criminal records. So they say this has worked for us, and we want to really push this. We don't want to displace other people. And of course, California, hands down, has the largest population of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. 2.6 million at the start of 2010, they say, because that's, you know, you look at the census numbers and stuff. So 2.6 million. That could actually even be a little bit higher. Wow. I think it's the wrong way to go, but in California, you're not going to get them to flip that over, because the problems have led to that state, partially part of those problems, has led to the state being saddled with $16 billion in a deficit and having to slice all kinds of things and try to figure out, you know, they're bailing water, what they're going to do. And really, the taxes are just going to go even higher for the people that live in California. It's disastrous, absolutely disastrous. All right, Iran. We talked about Iran with Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, just the other week. And Iran's been heavily in the news because of the little exercise that they pulled just a few days ago, saying they could reach American warships. And for a long time, the battle has waged over, are sanctions doing anything? What's gonna happen with Iran after all, when it comes to nuclear enrichment? Are we really going to make this commitment to do something, or are we going to constantly lay in the weeds and weigh the options and go through the rigmarole, or has Iran just pushed back too much? And now there's some interesting reports about how, Iran strikes, trust me, we can sink them in a second. There was a general who said, you know, we're not worried about retaliating, about getting Iran. It's more the question of doing it or not. It's of leveling the playing field, so to speak, or just waiting. And for now, they keep waiting. All right, this falls into the odds and ends category, because we just had a 4th of July. We've talked about the weak, wimpy, terrible fireworks display in San Diego that cost a fortune and lasted all of 15 seconds. This is one of the sad things that happens. We had somebody on the show our Tuesday show, who talked about emergency things to be aware of with water and summer and all the things that happen to people. And you had a couple of children, actually now a fourth child, has died after separate electrocutions incidents that they had at lakes in Missouri and Tennessee, just freak accidents. They're saying one, there was a faulty houseboat electrical cord, and there were two boys that were electrocuted by that. How awful is that? And in the other one, in Missouri, they say electricity could have come from a bunch of sources, but there were kids on docks and on a slide, and they were electrocuted. Just awful. Terrible to have to deliver that news to parents. Any thoughts on what we're doing here? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.